Welcome to another Shooting with Dr. Jim video. I'm going to try it on this side, except the wind might be blowing a little bit hard. It's about to storm here and snow, but it's still 41 degrees, so I'm shaking a little bit out here as I have been the last few videos from just about chattering my teeth. But we're going to talk about a 25-20 caliber this time. And always remember, never put your finger on the trigger until you are ready to fire the gun. Always wash your hands after you're shooting with cold water and soap, because the hot water will open your pores and the lead will go in there, and the toxins. Now, I've got two rifles here. One Winchester Model 92, 25-20 saddle ring carbine. And the other one is a rifle, I believe it's a Model 94 Marlin, and 24-inch barrel. Now here is the Winchester. This gun was made in the 1800s. It is in still fairly good condition. Now, by the way, on the Winchesters, when you get in the 32-20 and the 25-35, it'll have a tall front sight. It'll have the same bottom sight, but it'll have a tall front blade in it, because they have to make it shoot a little bit lower, because the velocity comes out of there and it's going to shoot a little bit higher. This one's got a windage like this. You can go out so many yards and adjust your gun for that. It also, it's got three notches on it. Now, I don't know whether this is people. It's killed three deer or three people or three something, but it's got three notches on it for some reason. And it is a saddle ring carbine, model 1892. Model 92 was 44-40, 38-40, 32-20, 25-20. 25-20 is a pretty obsolete caliber right now. You can hardly buy ammunition for it, so I load my own. Anyway, there's the little saddle ring carbine, 25-20 Winchester Model 92, with three notches on it. This rifle here is a Marlin. Marlin is noticeably different. As you see that, there in the side, the Winchester comes in the top. Both of them load in the loading door. And this little 25-20 shell, now this one doesn't have a the flip-up sight on it. It's got a silver front blade sight that's real silver. And this gun is in very good condition for 130 years old or so. You can see the Winchesters look a little different than the Marlins. Here are the little shells that go in it. They're real. This is a really a fun gun to shoot, except they're very expensive to shoot now because their bullets are hard to come by, the 25-20s. And they load in the loading gate here, just like a Model 94 or whatever Winchester. I'm only going to shoot these three times each. These bullets, if you buy them, cost more than a dollar a piece if you can find them. I'm going to lay this rifle down over here. And we're going to put three bullets in this one. I had to do a lot of tree trimming around here to do this, so here we are with this one. We're going to load the loading gate on it. This is the one with three notches on it, the Winchester. Made in the late 1800s. That one there could have been made as early as 1889 or so. This one here is a little bit later. This one probably 1895 or somewhere around there. And it says 2520 WCF on it. 2520 WCF. And there's the Winchester model there, model 92. We'll shoot these three times apiece at the targets up there again. Now, every gun shoots differently, so I got to figure out where these things are going to shoot. And I tried to set this up where you can see me shoot the rifle because I'm left-handed and I can't shoot the rifle right-handed. Before, you could see that better. I'm going to see what I can do this time. Well, it rolled the target over. These shells are worth more than a dollar a piece shot. Just the brass. I like to carry this little gun with me. This was the ultimate varmint gun at that time. It was much more powerful than a 22 long rifle, a 22 short. And so until the 257 Roberts, the 25-06, the 25-35 Winchester, the 25-35 came out right after this one. And it was a 30-30 shell neck down to 257 diameter bullets. So it still got a pretty good kick to it when it hit something. And we'll lay this one down now. Now we're going to shoot the Marlin. And I've only shot the Marlin once before, so I got to try to figure out where it's going to shoot. It doesn't feed quite as well as the Winchester. Marlin didn't feed quite as well as the Winchester did, but it shoots really well. And this is a fun gun to shoot. You could shoot a deer with this or whatever, but you'd have to shoot it in the right spot. It had to be a headshot. So there we go. We've done another little shooting instruction somewhat. Now, I haven't talked about self-defense very much, but these rifles and pistols that I've shot so far are pretty much historical things, except for the 357 Model 66 Smith & Wesson and the Model 63. If you are going to use a gun for self-defense, you need to be very familiar with it. And I'm going to walk away from this camera about 20 feet. Now, if somebody comes at you from this point, I'm just 20 feet from the camera. If somebody had a knife, that's a very dangerous weapon. You have to be able to pull your pistol out of your pocket and cock it. And I have one there. You have to pull this thing out, cock it, and this guy comes running at you. It's awful hard to get a gun out of your pocket and cock it and shoot the man to stop him if somebody's coming at you with a knife. Just remember that's a 20-foot mark. If a guy is within 20 feet of you and he's coming at you with your knife, you better be pretty fast with a gun to protect yourself. Always remember when you go shooting, wash your hands with cold water and soap. Never put your finger on the trigger until you're ready to fire. These are some very important safety factors. Thank you for watching another shooting with Dr. Jim. Please like and subscribe, please. That'll help us a lot. Thank you so much. Hope you're enjoying and hope you're learning something. The 25-35 and 32-20 are very close. The cases are the same. This different neck sizes. the 32 caliber and the 257 diameter bullet. And the 2520 was the grandfather of all the 25 caliber rifles. Thank you very much. It's a 6.5 millimeter, by the way, and the 6.5 by whatever, all are children of the 2520 caliber. Thank you.